You will hear an interview with a student called Ella about the work experience she is currently doing as a lighting technician. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'm with Ella Fletcher, who's currently doing work experience as a lighting technician at a theatre. Ella, welcome. What attracted you to this job?
Well, I've always been interested in brightly coloured light shows, like the ones you see at rock concerts. I've always been keen on fireworks displays too. But I think a play I went to ages ago was the original inspiration. The memory of the amazing, constantly changing lighting they used at that theatre has stayed with me. I just know I'll be happy in this area of work.
So, what do theatre lighting technicians do exactly?
Well, our theatre director once said some people think we just turn the lights on and off at the beginning and end of a performance, which really underestimates what we do. Not everyone thinks like that, though. In fact, lighting technicians really help the audience to get what's happening on the stage during a play. Depending on the action, you can make a scene beautiful 1 minute and miserable the next, all with lights.
And do audiences ever comment on theatre lighting?
Well, they might do if they think it's been particularly impressive during the performance, but not really. I just like the idea that you can create different moods with lighting, which the audience will always respond to, even though they won't always realise how it's being done. Of course, if the lighting completely failed for some reason, I guess people would comment on that.
You started getting involved with stage lighting at school, didn't you?
I did. For the first production I helped with, I drew up a really detailed plan for the play lighting. You know, total darkness at one point, one big light at another. We had some sophisticated lighting equipment in the school hall, which I was keen to experiment with. My teacher was impressed, but then politely pointed out the play was actually set during the day, so no darkness was required. Now I make sure I've read any play I want to work on very carefully before I share my ideas with anyone.
And you've also started researching the history of theatre lighting.
Yes, I was asked to do it for the play we're producing at the moment, and I got really into it. There was a lot I didn't know, like the fact that electric lighting wasn't used in theatres until the late 19th century. So before that, they just used candles, and then gas lights, which would have created a really special atmosphere, I think. It's awesome to think about all the great performances that went on in the past despite the lack of modern lighting.
So how do you think technology has changed the job?
Well, it's hard for me to tell, as I've grown up with technology, but my boss says it's changed things enormously. In the theatre I'm in, for example, there's now a digital desk that can store loads of different lighting combinations. This means technicians on big productions can now create thousands of fantastic changes in lighting during one performance, although they probably have to be programmed in, which is quite complicated. But my boss says that even though we now have all these options, he still believes less is more, and that we shouldn't use absolutely everything if the overall effect isn't as good as simple lighting. That's been an important lesson for me.
You're obviously enjoying your work experience, Ella. But is there anything you might not enjoy about the job as a career?
Well, there are long hours for sure, but I can cope with that. I have realised that unlike actors or theatre directors, my name may never be recognised by the public, though. Still, lighting technicians do win awards, so that's something I might hope to achieve one day. But I'm right at the beginning of my career at the moment, so I'm not in a hurry.
Right. Thanks, Ella. I'm with Ella Fletcher, who's currently doing work experience as a lighting technician at a theatre. Ella, welcome. What attracted you to this job?
Well, I've always been interested in brightly coloured light shows, like the ones you see at rock concerts. I've always been keen on fireworks displays too. But I think a play I went to ages ago was the original inspiration. The memory of the amazing, constantly changing lighting they used at that theatre has stayed with me. I just know I'll be happy in this area of work.
So what do theatre lighting technicians do exactly?
Well, our theatre director once said some people think we just turn the lights on and off at the beginning and end of a performance, which really underestimates what we do. Not everyone thinks like that, though. In fact, lighting technicians really help the audience to get what's happening on the stage during a play. Depending on the action, you can make a scene beautiful one minute and miserable the next, all with lights.
And do audiences ever comment on theatre lighting?
Well, they might do if they think it's been particularly impressive during the performance, but not really. I just like the idea that you can create different moods with lighting, which the audience will always respond to, even though they won't always realise how it's being done. Of course, if the lighting completely failed for some reason, I guess people would comment on that.
You started getting involved with stage lighting at school, didn't you?
I did. For the first production I helped with, I drew up a really detailed plan for the play lighting. You know, total darkness at one point, one big light at another. We had some sophisticated lighting equipment in the school hall, which I was keen to experiment with. My teacher was impressed, but then politely pointed out the play was actually set during the day, so no darkness was required. Now I make sure I've read any play I want to work on very carefully before I share my ideas with anyone.
And you've also started researching the history of theatre lighting.
Yes, I was asked to do it for the play we're producing at the moment, and I got really into it. There was a lot I didn't know, like the fact that electric lighting wasn't used in theatres until the late 19th century. So before that, they just used candles, and then gas lights, which would have created a really special atmosphere, I think. It's awesome to think about all the great performances that went on in the past despite the lack of modern lighting.
So how do you think technology has changed the job?
Well, it's hard for me to tell, as I've grown up with technology, but my boss says it's changed things enormously. In the theatre I'm in, for example, there's now a digital desk that can store loads of different lighting combinations. This means technicians on big productions can now create thousands of fantastic changes in lighting during one performance, although they probably have to be programmed in, which is quite complicated. But my boss says that even though we now have all these options, he still believes less is more, and that we shouldn't use absolutely everything if the overall effect isn't as good as simple lighting. That's been an important lesson for me.
You're obviously enjoying your work experience, Ella, but is there anything you might not enjoy about the job as a career?
Well, there are long hours for sure, but I can cope with that. I have realised that unlike actors or theatre directors, my name may never be recognised by the public, though. Still, lighting technicians do win awards, so that's something I might hope to achieve one day. But I'm right at the beginning of my career at the moment, so I'm not in a hurry.
Right. Thanks, Ella.
That's the end of part 4.